Chris Perillo Show coverage of South by Southwest is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use coupon code Chris2 and save $5 on any purchase of $30 or more at GoDaddy.com. That's C-H-R-I-S and the number 2 to save $5. Get your piece of the internet today at GoDaddy.com.
Pluck, Shadows, Blogburst, they all come from the same company. And the same company is here at South by Southwest hosting the Blogger Lounge in the middle of the what seems to be, I don't know, I guess they would call this a trade show of sorts. And I didn't realize you guys were doing so much. I thought it was just Pluck, but no, you guys are really growing.
Yeah, we've got a number of new products that are out. One of them, which we're really introducing here, is Blogburst, which connects bloggers with mainstream media sites. So we have customers like the Washington Post, San Francisco Chronicle, Gannett just signed up. So we now have access to hundreds of newspapers who want to bring good quality blog content onto their sites. And so we're building out a blog network and inviting people in to join. And when they do, if you're a good travel blogger or food blogger, your stuff might show up front and center on the Washington Post. So it's a really interesting idea for bridging new media with old media.
Am I a good tech blogger, or would I be considered good enough to be in that little realm?
I think Locker Gnome probably would qualify for, if we got some of the commercials cut out of it, it would probably qualify for being the type of stuff that they want to get on their sites. But people are looking for niche content. They're looking for more broad topics. So just about anybody who's blogging regularly with a reasonable quality bar is going to be a good candidate. So if you want to request an invitation into the network, just stop by blogburst.com, and our editorial staff will process you on through.
What about comics?
What about comics? That's a good question. The publishers haven't specifically said we're looking for web comics, but there's a broad range of topics that I think would ultimately be interesting to them. So, syndication, kind of the roots and what we know about it, emanated from comics and columnists, and so I think there is an opportunity for us to help syndicate web comics into sites like that as well.
So this just recently launched. You're kind of announcing it here. How would a blogger get signed up, and how much would it cost?
So it's a free service for bloggers. It's invitation only, but if you don't get an invite from us, you can request one. And so if you give us your URL when you stop by the Blogburst site, our editorial staff will check out your blog. And if it meets kind of the quality bar that we're setting, then we'll invite you into the network. And so then you simply sign up, and at that point you'll be visible to publishers.
So is this more for personal bloggers or bloggers who are blogging about a certain kind of thing?
It's much more topically oriented, and that's because that's what the readers of these mainstream media guys are going to be most interested in. And that doesn't mean that a blogger can't, we want them to have their personal voice. Their opinions are really what counts most. And an occasional post about what's going on in their life makes them more interesting. But, we're looking for more focus as opposed to just sort of a person's blog that can, randomly talk about 9 different things.
All right, Dave, what would you consider your role? I mean, beyond your title, what would you consider your role at the company?
I think it's really strategist and trying to connect the things that we're learning in the marketplace with sort of organizational requirements. So as we came out with Blogburst, we realized, hey, this is going to be more than just technology. We're going to need an editorial approach. And so actually working with folks in the industry to figure out what does an editorial staff look like? Because I'm a software guy. So it's really sort of strategy and connecting what we need to do back of the company with the customers.
Okay, so that's Blogburst. Now, what about what's lurking in the shadows, your social bookmarking service of sorts?
Right, so Shadows is something we introduced last year at the BlogOn conference, and it's social bookmarking with a strong emphasis on communications and personal networking. So, for example, Shadows is more than just the ability to bookmark and tag sites. You have the ability to create a group and discuss that and that topic and add links to it and have threaded conversations. So and an easy way to meet up with individuals. So when you find somebody, you can learn more about them and you can communicate with them. So we like to say that we put the social into social bookmarking, because a lot of sites are more about sort of tags and URL structures, which are interesting but not as interesting as the personal interaction that we get with Shadows.
How are you going to convince the hardcore delicious user to start using, or at least try using, Shadows?
Well, I think there are a couple of benefits. One is the social nature of it is stronger. Another is we make it easy for them to bring their content in and give it a try. So, you can in one click import all your delicious tags into the system. Then I think other things that we're doing are we're integrating with other companies that they will find their services interesting. So, for example, we've got a deal with Flock now. So if you're into the social browser that's coming from Flock, we're integrated into the Flock application, and we're providing additional value-added functionality that you don't get with Delicious. So there's secure, you can have secure and private bookmarks that other people can't see. So part of it is continuing to innovate. And I think the other piece of it is tighter integration into a broad range of services. And we've got really great APIs for doing things like that.
Oh, you have open APIs.
Yeah, absolutely. We have two sets of APIs. One is actually a Delicious compatible API. So if you've written Delicious app with one line of code, you can change it and it will run on top of Shadows. But there's a deeper, more rich set of APIs that we make available to partners as well. So we're really trying to foster a development community along with the consumer application.
All right, so let's talk about the thing that kind of got the ball rolling, Pluck. That's still moving forward.
Yeah, so Pluck still has a really large user base. Pluck, the RSS reader, you know, and bookmark sharing system. We've leveraged a lot of the technology that we developed that was server-side for Pluck into these new offerings. So our server-based aggregator, which picks up over 2 million items a day, powers both the Pluck client, but it also powers the MyNews technology we're licensing to publishers, and it powers Blogburst. So we continue to leverage the technology. We add users to that, you know, thousands of them per day, and it continues to be a good way to introduce people to social media technologies like the rest of the suite that we offer.
Okay, right now I'm using NewsGator. I'm about to switch to FeedDemon when that goes 2.0. Try to convince me to start using Pluck instead.
Well, I think one of the big advantages for Pluck is its sort of cross-platform nature and the synchronization. So those are two things that most people are finding that are really beneficial to them. The other thing is thinking beyond just RSS reading, and I think that's where Pluck has attracted a good audience. We have great tools for searching eBay. We have good tools for searching Google. You can search Amazon, and you can set them up as persistent searches, so it's always pulling fresh data from those sites, essentially building something like a custom RSS feed from those sites and from Moreover and others. So it's really a combination of a great RSS reader plus search plus shared bookmark management that gives you more of an integrated experience. You know, and I think particularly if you move from computer to computer, and at work they make you use IE, but at home you like to use Firefox, having that portability across those two environments is an attractive one for people.
Oh, so you're in both browsers, or I should say two browsers, not both. I don't want to leave out Opera.
The Opera person just was walking by here, so let's not leave her out. But yeah, we're on both Firefox and Internet Explorer.
On that front, where are most of your users? Are they on Firefox or are they on Internet Explorer?
The user base, we do have more on Internet Explorer, and that's a function of a couple of things. One is we were the out there first, and we're out there for about a year, and there really aren't many other alternatives. Firefox version we released last year, and you know, I'd say for us, we're kind of in a, I would guess it's around a 65-35, 65% are IE and 35% are Firefox based.
So can you tell me what your next things are going to be?
I can hardly keep up with what we just created. I actually think we're going to go long and hard on Blogburst. Is getting a lot of our attention right now. There are already 400 bloggers that have signed up into the system, and you know, we've got over a reach of over 100 local and national newspapers to satisfy. So we're going to continue to push the envelope with bridging new media and old media around a couple of themes there, with Blogburst being the most dominant one.
Is the idea to kind of throw everything back to Pluck as the client, since you have such a large install base there, sharing a lot of the technologies behind that?
Yeah, it's one of the advantages, and the reason we've been able to roll out a lot of things is that we have a central engineering organization that creates technologies, and we use them across all of our products. So there's a lot of leverage, for example, obviously between the RSS stuff that we were doing and things like Blogburst, but Shadows has a lot of the social networking capabilities that we've created there. We've rolled into this product line we have called SiteLife, which we license to mainstream media companies who are trying to create a more of a social networking-like presence on a city newspaper, where people have a persona and they can interact with content and everything they do on the site is recorded and easily shared with other people. So we get a lot of this cross-product leverage out of the things that we do.
I've heard a lot of desktop talk. What about mobile?
You know, mobile is an interesting area, but frankly, I think it's very fragmented, and it's difficult for you to figure out how to work through all the gatekeepers that are there. And you're never sure, should you be working with the mobile device providers, or are you working with the networks? And there are content guys that have special deals in there. And so, you know, we look forward to partnering with guys who want to take advantage of our RSS, cache for those situations. But in terms of trying to create mobile-specific user interfaces and applications, I think that's something we're going to steer away from.
For the time being.
Yeah, never say never, but I think for 2006, there won't be an initiative to take on mobile directly. We'd love to partner with guys who know that market space and have good arrangements with the major carriers.
Is this your first South by Southwest?
This is Pluck's second South by Southwest, and this is a really good one for us, in particular given the 90% of the people here are bloggers, and there's a fair number of new media folks that are walking around and some old media folks trying to see what's new. So it's been a great event for us. We're hosting this blogger lounge that we created and threw a big party at Club DeVille last night. It was kind of crazy, which is part of what makes South by Southwest such a fun place. It's most trade shows you go to. You go to a party and nobody's having a good time, really. You come to South by Southwest and people are just, you know, slam dancing on the dance floor. So it's really it's a very cool environment.
What's your favorite part of South by Southwest?
You know, I have not spent time here, but I want to next year spend time with the with the film festival. It's getting a lot of attention over the last couple of years. You got major releases now starting to occur here, like Fired was here, David Cross is here. You know, Charlize Theron's out releasing their new movie. So I think the film festival is picking up a lot of steam. And, you know, the music festival has been bread and butter with 1,500 different bands coming to town. But I think film is sort of the up-and-coming side of things. But even Interactive this year, the 2X up registered attendee list year over the previous year. So it's all kind of coming together. And it's in our backyard, which is Austin, Texas. It's where Pluck's from. And so it's great to support the local events like this.
Well, you're a good plucker.
Well, thanks very much. You're a good plucker too, Chris.
Chris Perillo Show coverage of South by Southwest is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Register a domain name today at GoDaddy.com and save 10% with coupon code CHRIS1. That's CHRIS and the number 1 to save 10%. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.